This is where all the magic happens, where women and men come with hungering hearts to give their lives to the living Christ. I remember sitting where you sit 10 years ago, wondering what it was all about, high in the rafters of Urbana 2000. I had never heard about the modern-day slave trade. I had no idea there were women and men giving their very lives to free slaves or to prosecute their captors. But that night, as Gary Haugen from the International Justice Mission took the stage, I wept through most of his short message. I remember his opening question. He asked the question, what was the significance of the number 20,000? Was it A, the number of participants that night at Urbana 2000? Was it B, the number of children taken into forced prostitution each week around the world? Was it C, 1/500th of the children forced into bonded labor in India alone? Was it D, the number of people killed every day during the worst weeks of the Rwandan genocide? Or was it E, all of the above? What an opening line. Of course, now I know that the answer is E, but at that point in my faith journey, I had no idea. God used those words to get a hold of my heart in a fresh new way. My faith journey began as I came to Christ as an atheist philosophy student at the University of Michigan on Christmas Day of 1989. And from that moment, I dedicated myself to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as I possibly could. Growing up, our home, when I was growing up, had a sign in the front of the house that said, "The Moors, the Atheists." We had a barrel on the side of our house for burning Bibles and other religious propaganda. But I met Jesus on December 24th of 1989. The magic of Jesus Christ transformed my life as I met him personally. And from that moment on, I had this one dedication to reach as many people with the gospel as I possibly could. But that night, as Gary spoke at Urbana 2000, something changed. It was a conversion within my conversion. I remember thinking about those words and experiencing a crisis of faith, as many of you will experience in these days of magic here in St. Louis. I remember asking the question, how could my Jesus, how could my God, how could my gospel be relevant in the face of such global atrocities? I was faced with the problem of my vision of Jesus, my vision of the gospel being too small. If it was true that there were millions of people living lives as nothing more than mere commodities, if it were true that there were hundreds of thousands of children behind locked doors waiting to be raped for pay, how could my Jesus do anything to help their plight? I knew that Jesus saved sinners from hell, but I didn't know that he could save sinners from the hell that is now. Just prior to Urbana 2000, I held for the first time the slave papers that you see on the screen. They document one of my great-grandfather's slavery. Burl Avery was the property of a Kentucky slave owner. He was insured like cattle. He was recognized by the federal and state government as the property of another human being. And he served as a slave soldier in the colored infantry. But when he died, he got absolutely nothing. Now, I didn't need to hold these papers to realize that my heritage as an African-American was one of servitude and of subjection and suffering. But as I held these papers for the first time, it became real in a whole new way. And I remember sitting high in the rafters that night with these two great images, the one that Gary had painted of the modern-day slave and her suffering, and the one of my ancestry and the injustices done to Burl Avery, and my heart broke. As the worship team took the platform that night, I stood in a quivering voice and through tears, I said, God, if you were able to free my people from the last great global tyranny on earth, you must be able to free the slaves tonight. God, use me. God, use me. I walked out of that auditorium that night, born again again. When I returned from Urbana, I began to change what I bought, what I gave to. I changed the trajectory of my entire career. For over 10 years now, I've been speaking on college campuses against the modern-day slave trade. And I've developed friendships with people from some of the most amazing frontline organizations, like the International Justice Mission, and my friend David Batstone from the Not For Sale campaign and World Vision. And together, we've done many campaigns around the country to raise people, resources, and dollars to fight human trafficking. And I'm so excited to say that we've also seen hundreds and hundreds of students come to faith in Christ through these campaigns, because may I say to you tonight that preaching Christ and doing justice go hand in hand. You cannot do one fully without doing the other. And that's where all the magic happens. The kingdom of God is about doing so much more than merely providing clean drinking water. And evangelism is about doing so much more than merely notching our belts with the numbers of souls saved from hell. There's a magical kingdom that Jesus is inviting us to. From December 25th of 1989, when I gave my life to Christ, to Urbana 2000, I was sure that Christ saves sinners. But from Urbana 2000 till tonight, I am sure that Christ is out to win the world.